Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's spend a moment listening to what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. I always thank my God for you and for the gracious gifts he's given you now that you belong to Christ Jesus. Through him, God has enriched your church in every way, with all of your eloquent words and all of your knowledge. These are incredibly generous words, aren't they? But they're also rather surprising when you know what follows. This letter to the church in Corinth is full of very serious criticisms of their life together. Indeed, at times it feels as if they got nothing right. But Paul was determined to start his letter on a positive note, and he did so by pointing to all the ways in which God had blessed them. First of all, Paul gave thanks for the gifts that God had given them. This letter has a great deal to say about the gifts that God gives to his church. Paul was convinced that God had given the Corinthians everything they needed to be an effective church. He would spend much time in this letter pointing out the way in which they had mishandled those gifts, but there was no question about the generosity of God. Secondly, he rejoiced that they belonged to Jesus. Amidst all the challenges of life in a hostile city, they had the security of a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that was unbreakable. Thirdly, Paul indicated that God had enriched their church in every way. That's our God. We might make a horrible mess of church life at times, but God is continually bringing enrichment and blessing to his church as we open our arms to him. This teaches us a great deal. It would have been the easiest thing in the world for Paul to have launched into this letter with a tirade about how hopeless the Corinthians were, but he didn't. He focused on God and the amazing ways in which God had blessed them. Let's remember that God remains the generous God who loves to equip and to bless us. Now let me ask you a question. Based on these verses, what message of encouragement would you put together for your own church? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you are constantly generous and that you've given your church all the gifts it needs to do your work. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Llegaron los nuevos McCrispy Strips, listos para aventurarse en la mezcla de mayo ketchup, la barbecue que quedó en el fondo de la cajita, Hot Fudge Sundae y en la nueva Creamy Chili McCrispy Strip Dip. Los nuevos McCrispy Strips, ahora en McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.